Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. We'll pick up from the two dots, three lines from the bottom, Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Bavon Gezel Hagovayol, continuing along the themes we've been discussing about the sin of Gezel and what the punishment is. So for the punishment for Gezel, a locust will come, Varav Hoven, because locusts will come, presumably a result of that is that it will be very common for people to starve because there won't be enough produce. Ubnei Adam Ochlin Besar Bnei Benosein, people will be starving so much that they're going to eat the flesh of their sons and daughters. Sounds like not just starvation, not that there's no matter how hungry you get, you don't eat the flesh of your children. It means that people can go out of their minds that they're going to be eating the flesh of their children. Shneimar shimu dvar hazeh paros habashan asher bahar shomron ha'oshkos dalim harotzotzot zavyonim, that we're told that this comes about because we aren't good to the poor, that we're oshkos dalim rotzotzot zavyonim. Amar Rava kagon hani nashi demachuza da'achlin v'lo'avdan. Rava says you want a good example of someone who is gozel, who you probably wouldn't normally think of as a gazlan. It's like those women of Mechuza who eat a lot but they don't do any work. And Rashi explains two possibilities of how that exactly relates to Gezel. Number one, he says Nimsosha Gozel says Baalayan, that they're stealing from their husbands because they have a requirement of doing Maisi Adayim at least, so the husband can be Nana for Maisi Adayim, even if it's minimal. At least there's some trade off, and they're just eating but they're not actually doing anything. Va'od mitoch shemul modus machl mishta garmus lebailim ligzol. And the other point that leads to Gezel is that if they're very high maintenance and they have very high standards, so it's going to cause their husbands to be gozel if they can't supply the standard of living that their wives come to expect. Uksiv hikesi eschem b'shidafon u'b'yirakon harabos ganoseichem v'karmeichem v'teinechem v'zeiseichem yochal agazam. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them with all sorts of illnesses relating to hunger, and the gardens and the vineyards and the trees of all different types are going to be eaten up by locusts. Uksiv yesar gazam ochal arba, whatever the gazam doesn't eat, the arba will eat. V'yesar arba ochal yelek, whatever the arba doesn't consume, the yelek will consume. V'yesar yelek ochal achasil, all different types of locusts. Whatever the yelek doesn't eat, the chasil will eat. Uksiv v'yigzar al yamin v'ra'a v'yochal al smol v'lo saveyu, that people will turn to the right and they'll be starving. They'll try to eat on the left and they will not be satisfied. Ish basar zro'o yochelu, people will eat the flesh of their own arms. So al tikri basar zro'o ela basar zaro. So instead of reading it the flesh of their arms, it should read the flesh of their children. Bavon inoy hadin v'ivus hadin v'kilkul hadin u'bitul Torah. As a result of inoy hadin of delaying judgment, we know that that Rashi points out shema achrin dayan ledono, that a dayan is delays in judging a case v'lo l'shem shemayim, not because he needs time to think about it, he's not clear on the facts, he needs to figure out the evidence. Ela la'achr shehuver lehen hadin mashin also. They know what the din is going to be, and they still delay in giving judgment. What would motivate somebody to do something like that if you already know the din to delay judgment? Sometimes just an ego trip. The fact that he feels like he has the power and he can make other people suffer and sit and sit there and not know what's going on, where he knows exactly what the result is going to be. So in that avera, that gaiva of inoy hadin and not taking God's work seriously, because he's we know the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that the dayan is considered to be a shutaf with a that the Shechina Imahim. That's why there's a halacha that a dayan, when he sits, has to sit by Atifas Harosh, because he's sitting there with the Shechina. The Shechina's Imah, the Shechina's together with him. So if he doesn't take that as seriously as he should, and he thinks it's all about himself, and he delays in the judgment, that's Inoy Adin. Or the other Avera that the Gemara says, V'Ivus Adin. Ivus Adin is corruption of judgment on purpose. He just he judges incorrectly. V'Kilkul Adin. Kilkul Adin is not on purpose. Rashi says, "Shalohim sunim bo la'ayin kol tzarcho v'neskalkel me'elav." Not that he dafka says something wrong or he's being bribed or anything of that nature. He's simply not being careful enough in judgment, and he's not weighing the factors enough. And as a result of that, the din comes out incorrect. So if someone doesn't judge properly, and the avera of ubitul Torah, so the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes with are cherev ubiza rabba, the sword is going to come and the spoils will be great. V'dever b'tzoras ba, and there will be famine because there will be dever in the fields that's going to destroy our crops. U'bnei adam ochlin ve'en tzvein, people will eat and they will not be satisfied. Va'ochlin lachma b'mishkal, they're going to have to weigh out the exact amount of bread that they're going to eat because there's not going to be enough bread for everybody. D'chsiv ve'vesi aleichem cherev nokmas nekam bris. Ve'en bris elatara, this is vengeance for bris. What's bris? Bris is Torah. Shnemar imlo brisi yomam v'layla, because the pasuk says imlo brisi yom v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz l'samti. That's a reference to Torah. Uksiv b'shivre lechem mate lechem va'afu eser nashim, that 10 women are gonna bake together. The pasuk says that eser nashim are gonna bake lachmechem b'tanur echad in one oven. Veshivu lachmechem b'mishkal, and the pasuk goes on to say, and they're gonna have to weigh out the amount of bread because there's not going to be enough. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says in the Tocha that Yanu Biyan b'mishpatei ma'asu, and this is because not only the failure in bris but also the failure in mishpat b'mishpatei ma'asu. So you see that mishpat, that failure to do justice properly, is what brings about all of these terrible punishments. Bavon shvur shavu shvur sheker v'chil Hashem v'chil Shabbos, for the averos of swearing unnecessarily, swearing falsely, chil Hashem and chil Shabbos, chayer ra'a rabba, so there are going to be wild beasts that come into civilization, ubehema kala, they're going to wipe out all of the animals that we need to work the fields because the chayos are going to attack the behemos, ubnei adam mismatin, and also this population is going to decrease, v'adrachim mishtamimin, and the roads are going to be destroyed because when the roads aren't frequented, they ultimately fall into disrepair. What causes a road to be fixed? People traveling on it, and they get a flat falling in a pothole, so they call up the authorities to fix it, so they take care of it. But if people don't use it, it falls into disrepair. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'im be'ele lo sivasru li v'alachta mimikari. So that's the end of the pasuk. V'alachta mimikari. So al tikri be'ele. Ela ba'ala. It shouldn't be read only ba'ala with these, but ba'ala as a result of Shavuos. Uksiv, and the pasuk goes on to say, v'shlachti v'chem eschayes hasada, v'shikla eschem v'chrisas v'amdachem v'mitas chem v'noshamu darchechem. So it goes through exactly the pasuk, that's the v'gomer, and the pasuk, it goes through exactly this list of punishments, that chayes hasada are going to come, they're going to v'shikla eschem v'chrisas v'amdachem, they're going to wipe out your behemos. V'imita eschem, they're going to be mamit the number of people, the population is going to go down, and v'nashmu darchechem, and the roads are going to be desolate. Uksiv b'shvo sheker, and it says by shvo sheker v'los yishavu b'shmi l'sheker v'chilalta Hashem alukecha u'b'chol Hashem ksiv v'los chalu Hashem kadshi. That by shvo sheker we relate the pasuk relates shvo sheker to chol Hashem because it says v'los yishavu b'shmi l'sheker v'chilalta Hashem alukecha. So you see that relates to Chil Hashem. And what do we know about Chil Hashem? It says, L'schal Hashem Kachi, U'b'chil Shabbos Ksiv, M'chal Lem Mosimas. So V'yal of Chil Chil, Mishvar Sheker. And we learn Chil Chil by Shabbos to Shvar Sheker. So it all relates back to Shvar Sheker, where we see these onshim are explicit. Bavon Shvichus Damim, for the Avera of Shvichus Damim, of murder, Beis HaMikdash Charav, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, U'shchina Mistalekas Mi'Yisrael, and the Shchina leaves Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, meaning if human beings fail to appreciate the Tzelem Elokim in our midst, the Tzelem Elokim in the form of other human beings, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the actual presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Shechina, is something that we will no longer be able to benefit from. Shenemar, v'lo sachnifu, v'lo satami esaretz asharatem yoshim ba'ashar, the implication is that you'll live in Eretz Yisrael and you will not be metame the land. But if we are metame the land, how are we metame the land? By increasing the number of dead bodies in the land, by killing people, shvichus damim. So if one is metame the land by shvichus damim, so then we're not going to be able to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell in our midst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his Beis HaMikdash away, and the Shechina is going to leave Klal Yisrael. Vavon gili arayis vavodus kochavim vashmat hashmitin v'yovlos. These are unusual groupings of averos. Normally we have gili arayis and avodah zara are together with shvichus damim, but we're dashing psukim, and these psukim seem to have these unusual groupings. So for the averos of gili arayis, avodah zara, and failure to observe shmita and yovel, galus bali olam. So we're subject to galus. And when we are exiled, other people come and live in our place. Shenemar kis kala toev osel asu ansheya aretz uksiva titame aretz vefkod avona aleha. When we do all these toevos, then we ruin the land, and the averus adanu ksivlos akia aretz eschem b'tamachem osa, that the land shouldn't spit you out by being metame the land. Ubavodus kochavim ksiv v'nasatias pigrechem uksiv v'ashimosias mikdashechem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of avodah zarah, is going to destroy our mikdash v'eschem ezara b'goyim, and he's going to spread us out amongst the nations. B'shmitin ubiyavlos ksiv oz tirtza aretz eshab sosea, and b'shmitin yavlos it says that the land itself is going to want its shabbosos back, because we took away the years of rest from the land, the shemitah years from the land. Excuse me. Kol yimei heishama va'atem ba'aretz oivim uksiv kol yimei heishama tishbos. So the one way or the other, the land is going to get its rest. It's either going to be left desolate, because even though others do move into Eretz Yisrael when the Jewish people are not there, the land never thrives when the Jewish people are not there. Nothing really goes on there when we're not around. So the land will get its shvisa one way or another, whether we provide it with its shvisa or not. But avon nivul peh, for the avera of nivlus peh, the nivul peh is not what we associate with nivul peh. A lot of times when we tell kids in school, don't use the words that you're not allowed to say on TV, or now even the words that you are allowed to say on TV, because it's nivul peh. So that's not what nivul peh means. Nivul peh, that's what we call lashon nekiyah. That's a different sugya. That's a sugya at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara tells this person shall we speak in a dignified manner, speak in a lashon nekiyah. Nivul peh means to speak about topics that are nivul peh, to speak about sexuality and things like that in a crass way. That's nivul peh. Bavon nivlus peh tsaros rabos gzeros kashos mischadshos. For the avera of nivul peh, they're going to be and that's obviously permitted on TV. That's everything on TV. So tsaros rabos gzeros kashos, there are going to be many tsaros and terrible gzeros kashos mischadshos ubachure sonei Yisrael mesim, and young Jewish boys are going to die. Some valmanos tzaki. The Yisomim and Almanos will cry out, but they will not be answered. Shnemar al kein al bachurov lo yismach Hashem ves Yisomim ves Almanosav lo yirachem ki kulo chanof umera v'chol ped dover nevala v'chol zos lo shav apo. It's because kol ped dover nevala that all of these things happen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anger is not going to subside even after he punishes us. V'od yado netuya, and his hand will still be outstretched. Maiva odyadunatuya. What does it mean? His hand is still going to be outstretched. That makes it sound like it's not just a punishment, but it's an ongoing punishment. It's something that's going to last much longer than you would have assumed it would last. So says the Gemara. It's something it says in Maseches Ksubos as well. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Hakol Yodin Kala Lama Nichnas al Chuppah. Everyone knows what the plan is on the wedding night when the Kala gets married. What she's going to be doing with her chasan that night. El Kala Menavel Piv. But someone who has nivul peh, I feel. Even if he had a decree of 70 years for good, those 70 years will be turned for the bad. That's od yado netuya. That's a whole lifetime. 70 years is yimei shenos of shel adam is shivim shana. So the assumption is that it's an entire lifetime of bad is gonna befall a person for speaking nivul peh. And again, not curse words, speaking about things that shouldn't be spoken about, even though you know there are things that you could know that don't necessarily have to be said. Amr Rabba Bar Shila, Amr Rav Chisda. Pista, Kolomenavilas Piv, anyone who engages in Nivel Peh, Mamikin lo Gehenim. Gehenim is going to be deepened for him. Shenemar, Shucha Amuka Pizarus. That Pizarus, a strange mouth, a mouth that speaks in a way that's foreign to the way a Jew should speak, is Shucha Amuka, is going to have a depth of Gehenim. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Shomea Veshosek. Not only is speaking Nivel Peh going to cause this this punishment, even someone who hears Nivel Peh and doesn't say anything about it, doesn't protest. Shenamra Zaoma Shem Yipol Sham, Amrav Osh Yipol Shem, Amrav Oshia, Kolam Amarik Atzmala Avera, Chavuro Supza in Yotzinbo. That anyone who turns his heart toward Aver, Rashi's Marigatum Fana Libo Lakach, Marigatum Mishara Sakum Lasik Baveros. Focuses on Avera. There are two ways that Averas can be done. Sometimes Averas are done simply because we're not paying attention. So we're not on guard. And when we're not on guard, we're likely to falter and do Averas. That's not this. This is almost Mimari Katzmal Avera. He dafka pushes aside other responsibilities and other things that he should be thinking about so that he could focus purely on Avera. So someone who's Mimari himself for Avera, Chaburo Subtsan Yotzinbo, is going to have all sorts of injuries and cuts in his body and burns in his body. He's going to suffer from the type of illness known as hidroken. It's a type of illness in the intestines, and that's why the pasuk means when it says makos chidrei vaten that the intestines are going to suffer from hidroken. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, simon avera hidroken. A good simon to know when someone is doing an avera is hidroken. So because that's a punishment for sin. Tan Rabban Sal Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Gimel mina hidroken hein. There are three types of hidroken, and they come about for three different causes. Shel avera ava. If a person suffers from hidroken because of an avera, his skin will become very thick. Vishal ra'av, a hidroken can also come about if a person doesn't have what to eat. If it comes about through starvation, tafuach, then his skin will be swelled. Vishal kshafim, if the hidroken came about because of kishuf, then duck, his skin will be very, very thin. Shmuel HaKatan Chashbe. Shmuel HaKatan suffered from hidroken. So I'm a Ribono Shalom, mi mafis. So he said, Ribono Shalom, who's going to be able to draw the lots to figure out why I'm suffering? Who's going to know? People are going to think that it's because I did an avera, and that's what my suffering's coming from. So Itziah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he said that, Kadosh Baruch Hu cured him, because he didn't want anyone to be choshed that Shmuel HaKatan did averos. Abaye choshed, Abaye also suffered from a drogen. Amar Rav Yadana Bei Ben Nachmeni Demachmin Nafshe. So Rav said, I know about Nachmeni. Abaye was called Nachmeni because he was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So it's Rashi in Gittin, I think, Tavlam Dalud, where he explains that. That he was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So it's to Machlokes Rishonim, actually, what his real name was. I mean, the way Rashi says it is that his real name was Nachmeni. Rabbi named him Nachmeni after his father, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. But his nickname was Abaye, as a lashon of Av, like my little tatala, my little father, is the way that he would that he would call him. Others say no, Abaye was his, I think that's how the Rishonim say. I'm not sure if others say otherwise. So anyway, Abaye stands for something, I think the Gemara says. But so Rava says, I know about Nachmeni, the Machmen Nafshe, that he starved himself, and that's why he suffered from this illness. It has nothing to do with Averos. Rava Chashbe, then Rava himself suffered from this illness. Now Rava was critical of Abaye, the way Rishonim understand. Rava was saying that I know that it's because he starved himself, and he shouldn't do that. You should avoid things that are going to cause you to become sick. And the way we know that Rava was being critical is the next line of the Gemara, because Rava himself suffered from this. Aiva Rava Huda Amar Nefishi Ketile Kedar Minefiche Kafan. Didn't Rava himself say that he understands the causes of this illness, and it can come about as a result of holding oneself in when they have to go to the bathroom, violating Bal Teshaktzu, not going to the bathroom when you're supposed to go to the bathroom, and also from starvation. So Rava knew what the causes of the illness were. So how did he suffer from it? Point is, Rava was being critical of Abaye because he thought that one should try to avoid any of these situations. Says Gemara, Shiny Rava, Da'ansi Le Rabbanan, Bi'idne Bal Karche. No, Rava was different. that he had to hold himself in sometimes, because after the shir, the talmidim would ask him so many questions and would keep on hacking and would keep on asking and asking, that even if he had to go to the bathroom, he couldn't excuse himself to go because he had to sit there dealing with all their questions. So a lot of the poskim, Shem Tzion Balach quotes from several poskim that see from this Gemara that perhaps even though there is an isser called Bal Teshaktsu, the Gemara talks about a Maseches Makos, that if a person has to go to the bathroom and doesn't go to the bathroom, holds himself in, it's a violation of Bal Teshaktsu, which the post can discuss exactly when one gets to that violation. It's not the second that one feels an urge to go to the bathroom. It has to be to a point where a person really, really needs to go. But some of the post are medayik from here, that you see Rava must have violated Bal Teshaktsu if it got to the point where he became ill from it. So it must be that that when it's b'makom b'zayon, you don't have to be choshesh for Bal Teshaktsu. It's based on the Magen Avraham and Simen Kuf Gimel. It could relate to the issue of Kavod HaBrios, that Kavod HaBrios dochel lo saseh shabbatorah, b'shevi al taseh, and Bal Teshaktsu is b'shevi al taseh. The person's just not going to the bathroom, he's sitting there doing nothing. So that Kavod HaBrios is docha, that is. So a halachic problem it's not, but a sakana problem it is, in terms of the illness that Rava had to suffer. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Dalet simanim hein. There are four sure signs for diseases that come about as a result of averos. Simen la avera hidroken. Simen for avera is hidroken. Simen la sinaschinam yirakot. Simen for sinaschinam is jaundice. Simen la gasas haruach anius. A person is arrogant, so he becomes poor. Simen la lashon hara askara. If a person has speaks too much lashon hara, so he gets askara, which Rashi points out. Choli amaschel b'me'ayim v'gomer b'garon. It's an illness that starts in the intestines but works its way up and goes to the throat. Tanra ban askra ba liolam. The askra comes to the world ala meiser, as for eating peros while they're still tevel and not eating meiser. Now we learned that eating tevel is b'misa b'dei shamayim, but that's the point. What is the misa b'dei shamayim? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to kill the person? So it's with askara. That's the statement. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi Omer Aloshon Hara. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not for meiser, it's for Aloshon Hara. Amar Avitim Rabbi Shubin Levi Mikra, where's the pasuk that indicates this? V'amelch Yismach Be'elokim Yishalol Kol HaNishma Bo Ki Yisachar Bo Divrei Shaker. So Yisachar is a lashon of askara. So Yibayilhu Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi Aloshon Hara Kamar Dilma af alashon hara nami ka'amar. When Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi says that askara comes about because of lashon hara, does he mean to argue on the shita that it comes about because of meiser, or does he mean to say that yes, it can come for failure to give meisros, but it can also come for lashon hara? So Tashma, the Gemara is going to have a lengthy proof to try to prove whether Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi rather, is adding another reason or giving a substitute reason. And that proof brings us into other topics, which we'll see. This is this next piece is what makes this daf famous. Shabbos daf Lamed Gimel is one of the easier dafim in Shas to remember the topic of, because it's Lag, Lamed Gimel Lag, because it's the Lag Ba'omer daf. It's the daf about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's going to lead us right into that. So Kshenichlus Rabbi Seinu LeKeren B'Yavna, when the Rabbanim entered Keren B'Yavna, Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, remember he's the one that we're interested in finding out what he holds about askara, Rabbi Shimon. So the three great Rabbanim that were there were Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Nishala she'ilu zu b'fneim, makazu m'pnei ma maschalas b'pnei ma'ayim v'gomeres b'peh. Why is it that this disease called askara begins in the intestines and finishes in the mouth? I mean, where's the Mida connected? Mida, what's it about? Nena Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai, Rosh HaMedar, Mekal Makom Yomar. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai, who is known as the Rosh HaMedar, Mekal Makom, and why he was known as the Rosh HaMedar, Mekal Makom, the Gemara is going to get to. That leads us into the story of Rosh HaMedar, Yochai. But the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai, who was the Rosh HaMedar, was the first one to speak, said, Afal Pi Shekleos Yotzos, Velev Mevin, Veloshon Mechatech, Pegomer. Even though there are a lot of parts of the body that have to be that have to participate in lashon hara, the klayos where a person gets etza, where a person makes decisions of what the right thing to do, the right course of action, the heart understands what exactly words are going, how to formulate the words to hurt somebody, and the tongue actually formulates the word, the mouth is where it ultimately comes out from. So that's the gemar of the avera, and it all goes after the gemar. So that's why the disease works that way as well. It works its way outward. Then Rabbi Yosef says, because people eat tamei things. Dvarim tameim salkadaitach. What? Did people eat tamei things? That's the avera. El shalchum dvarim shenu mesukanim. No, the point is people eat things that don't have chumas and maisers taken from them. That's the avera for which they suffer askara. So you see right there, we could stop right there in terms of what we were looking for. We wanted to know, what did Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi hold? Was it even lashon hara or only lashon hara? So it must be even lashon hara because he said that it's as a result of eating tevel, so it's avon maisros. He agrees with that as well. Nana Rabbi Shimon va'amar, but we're not going to stop right there. Nana Rabbi Shimon va'amar, Rabbi Shimon answered, he said, va'avon bitul Torah, it's a result of bitul Torah. Amrulo, so they couldn't accept that it relates to bitul Torah because this is not a male dominated disease. It's not something that you're only going to find in men. Nashim yochichu shemivatel sesbaleen. Nashim yochichu ? That nashim are not chayvin talmud Torah, and yet we find that they suffer from askra. Answers Gemara: no, they also get bitul Torah shemivatel sesbaleen because they're mevatel their husbands from Talmud Torah. So you see from here that bitul the avera of bitul Torah is not shaykh to women. Meaning, when the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that nashim are not chayiv in Talmud Torah, even though it is obvious, and the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that women are chayiv to learn the halachos that are nogea to them, this sounds a little more like the Beis Halevi, not like the Shagas Ayir. The Beis Halevi says yes, they're chayiv to learn those halachos mitzad those halachos, not mitzad Talmud Torah. All of the dinim of Talmud Torah in particular don't apply to their learning, such as the aver of bittul Torah. I mean, let's say a man knows everything he needs to know. He knows how to be a completely religious Jew. He knows all of the halachas. He still has to learn. Every free moment a person has, he has to learn. A woman has no such halacha, and there's no avera of bittul Torah. It's an avera of being mevatel whatever mitzvos they may have to do, but it's not an avera of bittul Torah. So says Gemara, okay, nachrim yochichu. Why do gayim suffer from this disease? If gayim don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Not only are they not mitzuva on Talmud Torah, they're also learn Torah. Marasha kilos Yaakov, it's ma'orasa, it's dafka designated for Klal Yisrael. So Goy is not allowed to learn Torah. So why would they suffer from askara? Says Marasha mevatel es Yisrael. Sometimes they're mevatel Klal Yisrael from Talmud Torah. Now the implication of the Gemara is from the fact that it's saying askara can't be about Talmud Torah because Goyim get askara. What are the other options of what askara is about? Lashon hara, maestros. Gayim are chayv in Lashon Hara and Maestros. So the Marsha points that out, that even though Gayim are not Mitzuv in Lashon Hara, or Achilles Dvarim Shenu Musukadim in Tevel, it's stronger when it comes to Talmud Torah because they're usher b'Talmud Torah. So that's why, if anything, Talmud Torah would be the bittul Torah would be the last of the things that Goyim would be blamed for. Tinokos yechichu. So says Gemara. What about children? Says Gemara. Shem mevatel nesavien. Children aren't punished for bittul Torah, but they're mevatel their parents. They're mevatel their fathers, and that's an aver of bittul Torah that they're participating in. Tinokos shel beis rabban yechichu. What about the tinokos shel beis rabban that are learning and that are not being mevatel? Rashi says lo betelin v'lo mevatelin. They themselves aren't mevatel from Talmud Torah, and they're not mevatel others from Talmud Torah. So Hasam Kit Rabbi Gurion, Dam Rabbi Gurion, Vitam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shmaya, Bizman Shah Tzadikim Badar, Tzadikim Nitfasim Aladar. When there are Tzadikim in a generation, the Tzadikim will get punished for the generation. In Tzadikim Badar, when there are no Tzadikim in the generation, Tinoko Shal Beis Rabban Nitfasim Aladar. Then the punishment comes through Tinoko Shal Beis Rabban. Am Rabbi Yisrael Bar Zeiri, Vamil Am Rabbi Shum Ben Zirim Maikra. What's the pasuk that lets us know that the Tinoko Shal Beis Rabban are punished in place of tzaddikim? Im lo tedi lecha hayafa benashim tzi'i lecha b'ikvei atzon v'aminon gediyim amushkanim ala roim shmamina af ala roim. So the point is the gediyim, the young animals that are following after the shepherds, that if we don't have the yafa benashim, if we don't have the talmid chamim, the big animals, the ones who are the leaders, so tzi'i lecha b'ikvei atzon, you have to look at the ones that follow thereafter. That's the That's the message that the children are. The other message that Chazal draw from this pasuk, I forget where, but Rav Shachter titled the sefer Beikvetzon, the second sefer Beikvetzon. His first sefer is Eretz Hatzvi, because it starts with an aleph. Second one Beikvetzon with the base. Third one is Ginas Egels with the gimel. He's up to Dalet next, I guess. So, but he titled the Beikvetzon based on the idea that Tzilucha Beikvetzon, the pasuk reading of the pasuk, is when you don't know what to do, when a person doesn't know how to behave as a Jew. So Tzilucha Beikvetzon, you should do like the sheep, follow after the sheep that came in front of you, follow after the behaviors of the previous generations. If we're confused and we're looking for guidance, we look at the previous generations to see how to behave. But that's not the context the Gemara is using it for over here. So, but bottom line is, we see from all this, Shmamina, Af Lashon Hara Nami Ka'amar Shmamina. We see that when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said it, says a result of Lashon Hara, he didn't mean only Lashon Hara, he meant even Lashon Hara. So that's a raya. Once we mentioned this story of these three great chachamim in Keren B'Avna, why is Rabbi Yehuda called, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi called the Rosh HaMedabra Mekal Makom? So this is the story. The Yasri, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon are all sitting, the Yasri Yehuda Ben Gerim Gabayu, and Yehuda Ben Gerim, who was called that because he was a Ben Gerim, so that's an important element of the story, was sitting with them. Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda va'amar, kamanar masein shal umazu. So Rabbi Yehuda started by saying, how wonderful are these Romans. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu gesharim, tiknu merchatos. Look how they built up society and culture, everything that they built. These marketplaces, these bridges, bathhouses. It's amazing. Rabbi Yossi shasak, Rabbi Yossi was quiet. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai va'amar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, I can't listen to this anymore. Kol ma she'tiknu lo tiknu lo tzarech atzman. You think they did this for the betterment of humanity? They did it for themselves. They did it for their own benefits. Tiknu shvakin lahoshev ben zonos. They set up marketplaces so that the zonos will have a place to hang out where you'll be able to pick up a zona. Rechatzos la'adin ben atzman. The bathhouses are just to enjoy themselves. Gesharim litol men meches. They built bridges so they collect the toll. It's a business. They weren't doing this for the good of anybody. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim. V'siper divrehem. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and told over the conversation that they had had. V'nishmu l'malchus, and ultimately it was heard by the malchus. Rashi says v'siper divrehem l'talmidov ola avi v'imahu v'lo lashmi l'malchus v'nishmu al yado l'malchus. He either told it to his talmidim or he told it to his father and mother, but he had no intention of giving it over to the malchus. But sometimes you'd have no intention of the word getting out, but it gets out, and ultimately it was nishma l'malchus. If you look at Tosfos writes v'yesh shomer shekasu ben Yehuda ve'inir l'rabbeinu tam daminu per. He says, "Hachgaris Rabbeinu Tam Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper dvar minishma l'malchus." And some are gares Yehuda, and he says Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it because the Moed Katan says, "Kavu miftri Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Amalei Levrei, Anashim Alalu Anchei Tzurehim, Zil Gabaya Delivroch, Mechal de Gaver Rabba Haya." So he says it's a big question of who was this guy, because there's the Gemara Moed Katan implies that he was a great man. So Rashi's obviously dealing with that problem. Yes, he is a great man. He didn't mean anything by this. He didn't want it to be in Nishma L'Malchus. It didn't work out the way he wanted. The word got out. So Amru, so the Romans made a decree, Yehuda She'ila Yesala, Yehuda who praised us, he should be raised to a position of prominence. That's why he became the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom. Yossi Sheshasak Yigal Tzipori. Yossi, who was quiet, he'll have to go to Golos to Tzipori. Shimon Shagina Yahareg. Shimon Rav Shimon Yechai, who said bad about the Romans, he's going to get killed. That was their decree. Azal Huabrei, so Rav Shimon Yechai went with his son. Tashu Be Medrasha, they went and they hid away in the base medrash to learn and to not be found. Kol Yomav Maisalu Debitu, Rift of Akuza Demaya Vakarchi. Every day his wife would bring them some water and some bread, and they would eat it, and that's how they nourished themselves. Kitakiv Gzeira, so when the Gzeira got stronger, Amalei Lebrei, so he said to his son, Nashim Daitam Kala Alehen. You know, women are easily convinced. Dilma Mitzari La Megalulan. So I'm afraid that they might interrogate her, and she'll reveal our hiding place. So because people are going to realize that she knows where we are. So azlu tashu b'marasa. So they went and they hid without even telling the wife slash mother of Rabbi Shmuel Yochai Reb Lazar, without telling her where they're going. They went to a cave. Israchel Shnisa, a nace happened in the cave. Ivrulu charuva ve'ina demaya, a carob tree and a spring of water popped up in the cave. Vav mishalchim minayu, they took off their clothing. Vav yasvi ad savarayu b'chala, and they sat up until their necks in sand. Kulayom agarsi, and all day they would sit and learn like that. Be'idun sliye, when it came time to daven, lovshu, they would get dressed. Michsu, they'd cover their bodies in matzah when they would daven. Vahadim shalchim anayim, and then they would again remove their clothing and bury themselves in the sand again. Ki'echid lo livlu, they didn't want their clothing to be worn out. Isu trace arshani b'ma'arasa, they spent 12 years in that cave. Asa Eliyahu v'kam ha'piskel, and then 12 years later, Eliyahu comes by the doorway of the cave, ha'piskel d'ma'arasa, amar man lo de l'bar yochai d'mis kesar. And Eliyahu said in a stage whisper, who's going to let Bar Yochai know that that Kesar died? Ubatel gzeirase, and his gzeira is batel. So nafku, they went out, because obviously they overheard it. Chazu inshi dekakarvi vizari, and they saw people who were plowing and planting. Amar manichin chayolim volskin b'chayishai, he said, how could it be that they're leaving aside chayolim of Torah, and they're engaged in chayishah, of just taking care of a physical world? Kalmakim shenosnei neyan miyad nisav, and anywhere that they looked, immediately combusted, immediately burnt. Yatza baskel v'yamra, Baskel came out, Vamr lehem, Lahachr v'lami yitzasem, you came out to destroy my world, Chizrul ma'araschem, go back into the cave. Hadar azal isru tresi archisha, so they went back into the cave and spent 1 year in the cave, 12 months. Amri mishpat rishon b'gehenim yud beis chodesh, they said, well, even rishon in Gehenim only have to suffer for 12 months. Yatza baskel v'yamra tzumi ma'araschem. So Baskel came out and said, okay, you can leave the cave. Nafku, they went out, kal hechadav v'machi Rabbi Lazar, have a masi Rabbi Shimon. Wherever Rabbi Lazar would look and destroy, his father Rabbi Shimon would fix. So what? Where Rabbi Lazar was holier than Rabbi Shimon, that wherever he would destroy, there is something about youthfulness, that there's a certain, things are more black and white for people who are younger and maybe aren't able to appreciate nuance as much. So Rabbi Lazar was on fire. Young people very often are on fire but Rabbi Shimon was able to see things in a bit more of a nuanced way at this point. Samrlo, he said to Bini, my son, Dai Liola Maniva Ata, that me and you are enough zuchus in this world. Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains in the back of the Gemara, what he was telling him was, you don't have to be such a kanai, don't worry about it, the world will be fine with just my zuchus and your zuchus of Torah, so not everybody else is learning Torah. It's okay, we have plenty of Torah between the two of us. Badi Pani Demali Shabbat, Chazu Hu Saba, Davinakatre Madani. It was Erev Shabbos, Madani Asa. They saw an older gentleman carrying two branches of a hadas, Virahit, and he was running, Bein Hashmashel, so when it was almost Shabbos. Amrle, Hani Lamalach. They said, what do you have these two hadasim for? Amrlehu, the Kavod Shabbos. He says, I have these for Kavod Shabbos to have in the house. Vitizgilach Bechad. You should, why, what do you need two of them? One of them should have been enough. So he said, no, Chad Keneged Zachar, Vechad Keneged Shamar. I have one for Zachar and one for Shamar, the two mitzvahs of Shabbos. There are only two mitzvahs of Shabbos. There's Zechir Shabbos, which involves Kiddush, and according to many Rishonim, all the other mitzvahs of say of Shabbos. And then there's Shemira Shabbos, which involves Lam and Tes Malachos. So that's why I have these two Adas, and the Marsha points out, that's why women have the Minog to light two Neros of Shabbos, even though the Halacha just is to have lights. So Meichi Tesi, two Neros. Two Neros comes from this Gemara. They have one Keneged Zachar, one Keneged Shamar. People are under the impression that many women have the Minog to light however many people there are in the family. Because every time they have a child, they add another candle. Some of the poskim point out that likely where that minna came from is that there's another halacha that if you miss lighting Neir Shabbos 1 week, you add another one. And it's very often a woman, when she just had a baby, wasn't able to go and light Shabbos candles. So with each baby, so the first two aren't mommy and daddy. The first two are Zachar and Shamar, and then each additional one was for missed halachas Neiros. But whatever it is, the first two are definitely Zachar and Shamar. Amalei lebrei chazi kamech aviv and mitzvos Yisrael, he says, look how beloved the mitzvahs are in Klal Yisrael. Yosef da'atayu, So that calmed Rabbi Elazar down, and he was able to make peace with the world around him once he saw this that they were able to use the physical world to serve the Ribbono Shalom in honor of Shabbos. So Shamra Pinchas ben Yair Chasanei. So Pinchas ben Yair, his son-in-law, came out to greet him. Aili lebeibane, and he brought Rav Shimon ben Chai into the bathhouse to take care of him. Have a ka'arich le lebisrei, chazi, and he was rubbing, he was massaging his skin. Chazadav bepili begufe, and he saw that he had all sorts of cracks in his skin. Have a kabachi bekadnasu dimaseine, so it broke the son-in-law's heart so much that he was crying and tears were coming down. Become safchle, but the tears fell into the cracks of Rav Shimon ben Chai's skin, and it caused him tremendous pain. He was screaming. So the son-in-law said to the father-in-law, "Woe unto me that I have to see you like this." Adrabah, you're so fortunate to see me this way, because if you didn't see me physically in this condition, then you would not have found me intellectually in this condition. The amount of Torah I know is worth it. It used to be Rav Shimon ben Chai would ask a question, and Pinchas ben Yair would give 12 answers. And then in the end of the day, when after he came out, when Rav Pinchas ben Yair would have a kasha, he would have 24 answers to the question. So we'll stop there. Although there's a question that the Achronim deal with in the back of the Gemara is how he was allowed to go with his father-in-law to the bathhouse. The halacha is that one is not allowed to go with his father or father-in-law to the bathhouse. Not supposed to see. So there's a question in the Zohar that it may be that we have the relationship reversed. Rav Pinchas ben Yair was actually the father-in-law and not the son-in-law. But okay, we'll stop here.